BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I relax into the fat on a plane and a monkey jumps on me. Just another one of my normal weekends. I have a little bit of a spring clean on Twitter of celebrities. Chris does too, and you should do the same after you hear this. Greg James plays Real or No Real. Benedict Cumberbatch, that's it, has an awful time interviewing Tony Hawk off of skateboarding. And Joe, who invented the Who game, is back on.
BBC Radio 1.
How you doing? It's Scott on Radio 1. Hey, listen, thank you for all your birthday wishes for Friday. Thank you to my team for the lovely card and champagne and obviously caterpillar cake.
Yeah, standard.
Because, yeah, standard, you've got to have a caterpillar cake, haven't you? British tradition. Thanks, guys. And Chris, thanks for your card. Is this it now?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I haven't opened it yet. Because you... Is the ink dry now?
Yeah, it's fine. You just took me by surprise in the office.
Oh, 21.
I've written in it now.
Look, I'm bothered.
I got you a badge and all.
I love a humorous birthday card.
It was that, or it's. Do you know what I've been doing with birthday cards? It'd be like, it's a boy, or it's a girl, or condolences, kind of thing.
I bet people think you are hilarious.
Yeah, it's the wacky touch I bring.
No, but thank you very much. Thank you.
There's a sincere message in there as
I know.
Well.
Thank you. I won't read that on there. Shame I saw that you had it in your hand earlier before you'd written it.
Yeah.
Still in the cellophane from the garage.
But I was honest, though, wasn't I? Because you sort of came up behind me and I was like, here's your card.
Yeah, I did see it before, but I just like, I'll pretend that didn't happen, mate. And here it is, so thank you very much.
No worries.
Well, I've been to Morocco. That's an interesting thing, isn't it?
I love how you roll.
Yeah. Right, here's the thing. Someone put a monkey on my back yesterday. I wasn't keen on that. I didn't ask them to. It was just in this like main square in Marrakesh in this market. Mm. I went there for my birthday. Don't put a monkey on my back unless I've asked you to, please.
Why did they do that? Is that a custom?
I think it's like they want to get money. So like it's like, oh, look, a monkey on your back and you have a picture taken. Not keen. Also, snakes just like willy-nilly hanging around. Like cobra snakes.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know whether they've been defanged. Is that a word?
Is that one? Casual snakes.
Yeah, just hanging around, just on the floor, could easily trip over them. Then on the way back, this was really interesting. I've talked about this before. So I checked in online, but to be honest, I was a bit late checking in, so all the seats were taken. So I had to sit in between a couple. Now, I did say to them when I got on, it was obviously they were together, husband and wife, I was like, do you not want to sit together? Like, no, we're fine where we are. So there's a guy by the window, and the wife is, like, to the right of me, and I'm sandwiched in the middle of the couple, and they're having conversation, like, constantly throughout the flight.
Yeah, you know why that is? Because one will want the aisle seat, one will want the window seat, but neither of them want to be in the middle. And what they've probably done is booked it, hoping that no one would book just the middle seat on their own. It's a gamble. It's a gutsy move.
But they're talking across me the whole time. They're passing things to each other. They're also having, like, husband and wife chat that I don't really want to hear.
Was it intimate?
Not intimate, but it was just stuff that...
They weren't discussing, you know, things that they wanted to get up to. And
when they got home. No. It was
on
just...
the plane.
They're about 60. But it made me feel like I was eavesdropping on the conversation a bit too much. I didn't really like it.
You should have joined in. That would have been great. Yeah.
It's just like pass, and then I had to, that thing where you're in the middle and the stewardess is like, would you like a drink? Had to hand him tea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I felt like I was part of the couple. Basically, I felt like I was a gooseberry.
Did you?
Like, yeah, I was like basically a third party, the third wheel. But if you're sat in the middle after it's 3-hour flight, they weren't the smallest people, right? You can't be scrunched up. Because, like, the British thing to do is to not want to touch anything or anybody, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got my arms in, I'm just holding it all in, so I don't touch either side for about an hour. But you can't keep that up for 3 hours. So eventually, you've just got to relax into the fat.
Mm.
And that's exactly what I did. And then I was much more comfortable because everyone's... Like, I wasn't breathing for the first hour. I was like, God, I can't touch them. Eventually, everyone's got to accept in that three-way that you're gonna touch.
Did they let you relax into them?
Yeah, they didn't mind at all. I think I even dribbled on the guy to the left. Fell asleep.
You probably gave him a good kicking. Weird. Every time I've been on a plane with you, you've basically beaten up the person in front. It's where you go to sleep and you start lashing out.
Oh, yeah, no, I do lash out in my sleep. And the people in front... You don't want to sit in front of me on a plane because I'll be like... There's, like, spasms of, like, ah! And I will kick you. Kick your seat. And then the person will be like, excuse me, do you mind kicking... You kicked me there. I'm sorry, I was asleep. All right, OK, so on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning with Grimmy was Rita Ora. I'm loving this new tune. Also, I found out today that her fans are called Rita Bots. It's not a very good name, is it?
Yeah, but I can't think of anything else. Auras? No.
No, not that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, I really like a lot. You can kind of tell, but it's produced by Calvin Harris.
Back on.
It's back on, I think. Yep. And do you remember when there's all that drama because she unfollowed him on Instagram for a while? Oh, my God. Or vice versa. Oh, no, was it he unfollowed her? Whatever.
Either way.
I mean, it's a sure sign that the relationship is over, but it's definitely back on. He's produced most of her album, so that's handy
for everyone. So is that a sort of makeup song?
I don't know. I don't know at what stage of the relationship.
Is that what you do when you're a creative artist? A sort of makeup song?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know at what stage of the relationship this one was written and produced by Calvin Harris. I don't know whether it was after he unfollowed her on Instagram or not. I don't know. But she was on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. She's also performing at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Glasgow. That is Rita Ora, track of the day. Really good. I Will Never Let You Down.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, good news, ladies and some boys. Dan Osborne from Towie is playing Innuendo Bingo.
Not one for me, this, is it?
No.
Let's be honest.
I doubt he'll
I'll
be wearing...
I'll pretend to be happy.
I doubt he'll be wearing clothes. I mean, if you image search him on the internet, it's really hard to find one where he's not in his pants or trunks because he was on Splash.
It's almost a challenge. I mean, I've just Googled...
Oh, search. No, there's one with a shirt on. Just seen a shirt. He's wearing a shirt, look.
No,
white,
no, no.
White but, shirt, white
right,
shirt.
Right, here's my theory. If it's not one... without a shirt, it's one with a beautiful lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, there he is in a Santa hat with a present over his...
He's an annoying Google image search.
What do you mean?
Like. Well, oh. I just... Because he's... As I said, he's one of those that if he hasn't got his shirt off, and obviously, look, he knows it, he's a good-looking guy, then he's with a beautiful lady.
Yeah. I mean, he is living the actual dream right now. But, lot of tattoo, lot of tattoos.
But what are you saying? Is he going to be one of those that, when he's old, looks awful?
No.
Because here's my theory. I'm going to be a late bloomer.
Okay, right. So I'm really getting a bad vibe here. I'm getting a kind of Ryan Gosling type vibe about this one tomorrow. So you're going to be a late bloomer.
I'm saying...
And you're saying that Dan Osborne's going to go really old and ugly.
There's my theory.
And a bit fat.
I'm saying, very good. Keep doing your thing at the moment.
You let's carry
see,
on.
Let's see when you're 70.
See anyone when they're 70. He's not going to look like that, is he? But for the moment, let's enjoy him for what he is. And that's what you'll be doing tomorrow on Innuendo Bingo. Dan Osborne off of Towie is playing at 1:45. Another picture of him with a shirt on.
Do you know what would be funny if everyone ignores the fact that he's good looking tomorrow?
All right, would you like that?
Let's just make a massive...
Let's not draw attention to it.
Also, let's not judge him like a piece of meat. You know what I mean?
Let the lad have his moment. Do you know what I mean? He's not just a piece of meat. You know, he's a person who does...
How he looks is just one aspect of his personality.
It's just one of many things about him. It's just a man with his clothes off. There's nothing to see.
And let's just ignore it. Let's leave him to it. You know?
He can carry on being Dan Osborne with the tan and the good teeth and the nice hair and the, yeah, all that.
Good teeth. What are good teeth?
You'll see for yourself tomorrow. If you want to watch this, you can. It's happening live on the Radio 1 website, on your phone, laptop, tomorrow, 1:45.
Fully clothed.
Just saying. He might not be.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Catfish and the Bottom End and Kathleen on BBC Radio 1. It's Scott Mills here.
Sorry. I'm just listening to One Extra.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, hang on.
Sarah Jane Crawford on One Extra at the moment.
It off now.
Are you on the iPlayer app?
iPlayer app, yeah.
It is actually good. I was playing with this at the weekend because I could actually get it in Morocco. I didn't realise.
It is good because when you go back on it, even if you haven't been on for a little bit, it's the spinny wheel thing that I like.
So if you go to BBC iPlayer radio app, I mean, the spinny wheel is probably the best thing about it. And also the fact... Well, no, it is.
Don't say that.
Well, no, and all the great radio you get as a result of the spinny wheel...
It's more fun in a spinny wheel.
Obviously.
That's true.
But also, you can get all of our podcasts. If you didn't know, we do a free download called the Scott Mills Daily. Get it on there. Just click on podcast on the bottom on your phone and it'll download it straight to your phone. So you can get our podcast whenever you want. And I quite like just spinning the wheel and seeing where it lands.
Oh, I know, but the thing is, that's really sad to say, but it is one of those cheap things that is really funny. It's a bit like, and they're a bit who, but you know those machines you'll sometimes get where you can put a 2p in and you watch it spinning all the way down?
Yeah.
There's no reason why that should be fun, but it
is.
Kind of is.
See, I've just spun the wheel. I'm now listening to Noreen Khan on BBC Asian Network. That's big up, Noreen. That's where it landed. Spin it once more.
I've just... Oh.
No. Hang on. I'm now on...
I'm on Sheila Fogarty.
What's she on? Five Live?
Five Live.
Oh.
Hey, I'm on this is a bit of you.
This is a bit of me. I'm on the Radio 3 lunchtime concert.
Anyway, but I mean, keep listening to Radio 1. Yeah. I think that's what we're trying to say. But if you do want to have a little spin...
Yeah, all BBC Radio is on there. If you ever get a little bit bored and you want to have a little spin...
Give it a spin.
It's on iPhone and Android. BBC Radio iPlayer app. Give it a spin. That's not their
that
official...
That should have been the slogan.
That's not their thing. But what? Get it. Like, it's a really good app. All the radio you ever want from BBC on there. All Radio 1 Extra programmes. And our podcasts, importantly.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we're thinking we should have a little spring clean. You know, sometimes you look through Twitter and you go, why do I follow them? Like, what are they adding? I mean, a lot of people say that about my Twitter. It's sporadic, you know? Sometimes I can be hilarious. Most of the time... Why would you bother?
You're worth following on Twitter for the
late
occasional
nights.
3 a.m. tweets.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if I'm silent on Twitter or don't say anything that interesting, like, you know, it'll be like, oh, I'm on the radio now. It's worth it just to save it up for those 2 a.m. moments, which do happen occasionally. No one's more surprised than me about how many I've got Twitter follower-wise. But, let's have a little spring clean. So how's this going to work?
I don't know. Should we just take it in turns, do a few? I think the key is anyone who's got Twitter, maybe join in. Just because you accumulate so many people that you start following. And actually, it's good to cut down. Because otherwise, your timeline's blocked.
Yeah. I mean, it's time to...
just sort the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, wheat from the chaff. The trim the fat.
Get rid of some of the dead wood.
Obviously, we won't ever do that to you, my lovely listeners that follow you. I'm talking about the celebs that aren't really saying... much of interest. Do you know who I'm actually not unfollowing at the moment? No way am I unfollowing. James Arthur.
No. No.
It's good, isn't it?
What's he done now?
Move away from your phone. Step away from the phone, James. Today, mostly tweeting about being a Muppet... puppet. Including Simon Cowell in some of the tweets. Have you seen that?
I saw this one. This was the one that he put, I should shut up and put out records or else this, Simon Cowell.
Yeah, don't include Simon Cowell. That's a really bad idea.
Is the HQ gone now?
I think what happened was James Arthur HQ was tweeting for a while. Then he was like, give that back to me and started tweeting again. I think, though, if anyone needs HQ right now, it's James.
Oof. It's more interesting and entertaining.
Do you know what? I really like him, but I don't... I want him to delete Twitter on his phone.
But the only reason you want him to delete Twitter is because you don't want to be doing these messages when he's full of emotion, angry, upset.
We've all been there. And also, he is a nice guy, and I don't want him to mess it up for himself. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so... You first. Who are you going to unfollow?
Who's
not worth it?
I'm just looking through now.
If you're doing this at home, let us know, please, because it's all time that we had a little bit of a spring clean here.
I'm saying Arj.
Okay, why Arj?
Because I've just seen on his Twitter, he's got an autobiography out.
Yes, he has. What's it called? Keeping It Arj or something?
Living It Arj.
Oh, right, good.
Which I think for me is a reason alone to...
Well, and also, that picture you sent me late the other night, that wasn't nice.
Yeah, I don't want to risk getting one of those by accident.
That wasn't on his Twitter, was it?
No, I doubt it. Right,
where did you find that picture, and why were you looking for that?
I wasn't looking. I just saw it. Anyway.
No one needs that at 11:23 p.m, which is when you sent it, please.
So I think he's gonna have to go, just in case I accidentally receive one of those.
Does he follow you?
Yeah.
Walks. Okay, yeah, get rid.
Do it.
All right, done.
Okay, my next one is Nicole Scherzinger. Love her. However, stop tweeting about your spinning classes and also how you're in Hawaii.
Right.
Because it just makes me jealous, frankly. Also, you're not going to be on X Factor anymore, so, like, every day-to-day, probably not that relevant in my life right now. So, hang on a second.
That's a bold thing. This is hilarious, because you would never say that to her face, would you?
No, but that's what's great about it.
I think that's an error you've made there.
Hang on. I just need to check something.
You're checking to see if she follows you?
Yes, I am. No, good. Get lost then. Bye. So, off. Bye-bye.
Get lost, Nicole Scherzinger.
It's quite bold, isn't it? And you're right. I hate confrontation. So for me, this is brilliant.
And that's a quote there.
And next.
I've just come across the lad who won The Apprentice in 2011.
That?
Inventor Tom?
Don't remember him.
Exactly. So I think he needs to go. Mm-hmm. And whilst we're at it there, Lucy Verasamy, the weather presenter.
Why?
Won't go on bingo.
Why not?
I think we invited her.
Well, there was a communication breakdown. She does just tweet about the weather, though. Sunny spells today in eastern England.
It's kind of what you'd expect from someone who does the weather, though, but...
Yeah, but I want her to say more interesting stuff, so, okay, that's fine,
fine
with that.
She's gone.
Okay.
Go on, then.
Most recent... Yeah, I think... Paris Hilton, did a TV show with her once. She was really nice, but don't care about your DJ sets particularly or where you're flying to next. It's a jealousy thing. RE, Nicole Scherzinger, same. You know, she's always in some exotic location with some really nice clothes on. I'm jealous, so
you're
bye.
Getting rid of all the ladies.
I am, actually, yeah. And one more, which is the most disappointing person I've followed on Twitter for a while.
I reckon you're going to say the same as me here. First name, Kathy.
Second name, Getter.
Yeah.
So this is Kathy Getter, Ibiza royalty, and wife of David Getter off of Dance Music. I was expecting more from Kath. It's just Instagrams of her on Venice Beach, in New Orleans. However, what I have found out, apart from the boring tweets, is that the relationship doesn't seem to be off with David. Because she's making quite clear remarks, like, in America, with... my husband, David. And that was only a couple of days ago. So I think it's still on. So we can still, when we play David Guetta, go, go on, Kathy!
Can we? I think, are they not having one of those unconscious couplings? Or what is it?
Unconscious coupling? I don't think so. I think it's on. I think it's still on.
No, unconscious coupling. That's weird. No, that's not right.
Conscious uncoupling.
Right.
That was it. Ash in Kent has just unfollowed Will.i.am because of all the Saturday night selfies that he retweets. Yeah, that's annoying. And Hayley in Devon has just deleted Lucy Spraggan because of the random quips about general life. And there's also aforementioned James Arthur.
There's certain people that you can't unfollow for fear of them, you know, biting back.
Like Lily Allen.
Yeah. I'd never tweet a bad word to her.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I hate stirrers on Twitter. Nah. Nicole Scherzinger, Scott Mills just unfollowed you.
I love this.
No, it's my choice if I want to unfollow somebody or not. Don't be dobbing me into the person I've unfollowed. Hi, Nicole Scherzinger, binned by Scott Mills. How do you feel? At Lily Allen, he says you're next.
This
I didn't say that at all. I said I would never unfollow her. Stop stirring it.
Right, here's the thing, everyone listening, because I like when I see this kind of thing. Now, Lily Allen might not be listening, probably isn't, but I urge everyone to now tweet her saying that Scott's talking about unfollowing her.
Don't do that, because I'm not.
Celebrities.
Because I'm not, I don't want to unfollow her. She's far too entertaining,
but she'll just see
me.
Twitter, and I bet you she bites back.
Yeah, she will. Well, thanks very much for that, because I'll hold you responsible for that.
Yeah, and if everyone can tweet Nicole Scherzinger as well, that'd
be
great.
Please, because it really annoys me. Like, I can unfollow who I want. I mean, okay, I just said it on national radio. Fair enough.
You forget people are listening sometimes.
You do sometimes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Sun when it starts to snow.
Only know you love her when you let her go. That was Passenger, and it's Mills here on Radio 1. Robin Thicke's coming up. And also Duke Dumont and Jax Jones.
Which one?
What, Robin Thicke?
Robin Thicke.
Blurred Lines.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not heard that for a while.
So I'm just getting my echo ready for the... Just well up for a game today, I don't know why. I'm ringing Joe now, who's the guy that invented this game in the first place.
Sounds well dramatic.
I'll turn it off.
Hello.
Joe.
Hello.
Scott Mills here.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Just ringing up, because we really fancy a Monday game of Who.
Okay, yep.
Are you not prepared for this?
I've got some in mind. I'll give it a go.
I like that you're always prepared, even a little bit.
Of course, you know, a little bit. Well, yeah, she had a four-way Who off in a driving trip from Chelmsford last night.
Oh, so you've prepared by doing that last night?
Yeah, it was like our first ever like four-way on the spot one in the car, so that was good. It's a good driving game.
Who was playing?
A few of my friends.
Did you win?
Yeah, of course I won.
Of course you did.
Of course you did, mate.
Okay,
so have you got a new job yet?
I have actually. Yeah, I start tomorrow.
Oh, what are you doing?
Telesales. Oh.
Can't do your own job,
mate. You've got it bad. You need to. This is. I do it like when watching TV now. Like if I see someone with a really old phone, I'm like, oh, and it needs to stop.
It does.
It's getting really. People are getting annoyed with me.
You just hooed your own job. What if your boss is listening?
Telesales, hello.
Let's hope he's not.
Well, good luck with your new job.
Yeah, cheers.
Okay, so the idea is that we each hoo something. We go round until one of us cannot think of something a bit retro from the past which we can hoo. Who's going to start today? Chris, I think.
Yeah, go on then. Me, then you, then Joe. Is that how we're doing it?
Let's do it.
Right, ready?
Ready. Joe, ready?
I'm ready.
Battenberg. Ho!
Writing a letter. Ho!
Daniel Bedingfield. Ho!
SIM cards. Ho!
Crisps with a bag of salt in. Ho!
Floppy disks. Ho!
Robot Wars. Ho!
Agro Santos. Ho!
Mousetrap.
The Demon Headmaster.
Bebo.
Tamagotchis.
Tipex.
Solange Knowles.
Basil Brush.
Clip Art.
Overhead Projectors.
Oh, I'm going to be out soon.
Anne Robinson.
The Queen's Nose.
What's that?
It was an old kid show I used to watch.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I might stick to that route.
Hang on. Mystique.
Bewitched.
Bernard's Watch.
Lassie.
Matt LeBlanc.
Goosebumps.
They're still on.
Are they?
Yeah, people get them every time they hear a Live Lounge.
Okay, I'll redo mine. R.L. Stine. Is the author of the original Goosebumps. No, the TV show and book.
Sure. Okay. Scott Mills' autobiography.
Window 98.
No, I'm done. Oh, it's always me.
Yes.
Rubbish.
So me and you head to head now, Joe, right?
Let's do it. Let's do the Who off.
It's the Who off.
Here we go. So you think you can dance? Who?
Hungry, hungry hippos.
Oh, no. Brian Dowling. Who?
Tim Westwood.
Oh, is that the winning Who? Come on, Scott.
Oh, I think you've got it. Oh. Joe.
That's a good winner, isn't it?
I can tell you've been practising. So I go out on Tim Westwood. That was good. I enjoyed that, especially because you weren't expecting our call.
Yeah, it's out of the blue, that one. You've got to stop catching me.
Good luck with telesales.
Telesales. Will you guys buy something from me?
What do you want us to buy?
Do you know what? I don't know. Anything.
Right, well, let us know tomorrow when you start the job.
No problem.
What exactly are telesales? Like, remind me.
Telesales is where you sort of call people up and ask them to buy things randomly.
Cold calling?
Yeah, a little bit of cold calling.
But you don't know what you're selling yet?
Yeah, I'm sort of selling the most boring things in the world, industrial consumables. So,
well, good that you've done so much research into the job.
No, definitely.
Good that you're so excited.
We probably can't call you in the day now because of your new job, can we?
No, maybe not.
You can call us.
Break between 12 and 2, so...
All right, well, we'll wait to hear from you, all right?
All right, Scott, no problem.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Come on, a little bit.
Blurred Lines will never be a home. Never. Because it will never stop.
Never, ever, ever. It's never not going to be on the radio, that song. It's always, like, for the rest of your life, until your actual deathbed, that song is going to be on the radio. It's true.
I reckon at any given moment, that's on somewhere.
Of course it is. But for the rest of your life, listeners, everybody get up. It's going to be on. True.
You'll never forget it.
No. It's never not going to be in your head. Hey, do you know what I was really surprised with? I didn't think I'd remembered any of GCSE French, but when I was in Morocco and kind of had to at the weekend, it's surprising the amount of words that just come flooding back, and I haven't used them for years.
Really?
Soleil, that's sun.
Vino.
Yeah, that's on.
Vin rouge.
Yeah, that's on. Fenêtre, that's window, because I was a bit hot, needed to open the window. Ouvre. Un petit peu, a little bit.
What is French for room service?
Merci bien, thank you very much. All these great phrases that I learned from GCSE French really served me well at the weekend. It's like, oh, I'm glad I did that subject now. Well, I'm kind of forced to, actually.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we've got this email from one of our listeners called Holly.
Hi, Holly.
And she's made me aware of this video, and I've seen it, and it's brilliant. And it's starting to get a load of views.
Okay, tell me.
And it involves Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes it sound like I don't know who he is. I'm aware he's a massive star.
He's big news.
I couldn't tell you what he's done. But that's just me.
Is he in Sherlock? That's him, isn't it?
Right, okay.
God. Now, even I know that, and I don't watch it.
He was hosting at these World Sports Awards. Now, I believe they're called the Laureus World Sports Awards.
Okay.
And he has this chance to interview one of his heroes, who happens to be Tony Hawk.
Can I just say as well, he's one of those people that I can never quite get their name right. Not Tony Hawk. Benedict...
You've always got to... When you say it quite uncertainly, don't you?
Yeah, it's like... It's like, what's that actress? Hayden Panettiere. Hayden Panettiere.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Just say it with confidence.
Cumberbund.
No, Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's what I want to say. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Right.
That's it. Right, okay. So he's doing an interview with Tony Hawk.
Holly's seen this video and wanted us to know about it. So he's doing an interview with Tony Hawk, and it's, I suppose, you could describe it as awkward.
Yeah.
One of the most awkward times being when halfway through his interview, this music just appears.
But first of all, he does a couple of jokes to warm up the crowd.
God. This was so cringeworthy, because he's obviously... I don't know if someone else has written these jokes, but then he's just got to deliver them.
I feel for him, because believe me, I've in many times been in a room where I've been trying to do some jokes and nobody laughs. It's really stressful.
Mm.
And I think that in this situation, Benedict Cumberbatch is... He's really nervous because he's like meeting his idol.
Yeah.
But the Justin Bieber joke...
Didn't go down well.
I'm going to creep into the audience and meet one of my earliest heroes, Mr. Tony Hawk. That was in a time before Justin Bieber came into my life. I'm joking, I'm well too old to understand even what Justin Bieber means. But no, seriously, skateboarding, what a wonderful, wonderful sport.
God. You can tell he's really nervous, though.
It's awkward because you know everyone in the crowd isn't sure... Like whether to laugh or not,
but there's not any laughter.
Tony Hawk's his big hero. He's obviously trying to impress him. You know, he's a world class skater. Everyone knows Tony Hawk. Legend.
But why does he say this?
Tony, it was a really great pleasure to meet you. You really are one of my heroes, and I should really reveal that your real name's Peregrine Shining Blyston and Maiten Feintambadda. So now it's time for our first performance of the evening.
Why did you say that?
It's so weird, isn't it?
Why did he say that about his real name?
I don't know. It was an attempt at a joke, I think.
Oh, God! This is awful!
But, I mean, it was awkward enough, this interview that he was doing with Tony Hawk halfway through this awards thing. But then out of nowhere, and I don't know if it's just out of boredom, someone's pressed the wrong button and put on the music that sort of wraps things up.
You know, at the Oscars, where there's like, OK, your speech is going on way too long, here's some music, now wrap it up.
It appears this has happened again.
But you're right. It's not... I mean, if to make matters worse, after the Bieber joke and the real name gag, Like, someone presses the button on the music yeah. to wrap him up, to wrap Tony Hawk up. And it's not needed.
But no, seriously, skateboarding, what a wonderful, wonderful sport. It's now become a professional sport, and yet it started out as a renegade urban street sport with a lot of kind of hip cool in Dogtown, California. Now it's professional. How do you feel that that's changed the shape of skateboarding?
Here he goes.
It's made it more accessible and understandable to the sort of mainstream public, and it's also brought in a whole new element of sort of soccer mom attitudes. But at the same time, it's helped it to grow with a lot of...
That's play-out music, which shouldn't have happened. You're not being played out. We can carry on talking, I think.
Oh, no! Horribly awkward moment.
Who hit the button on the play-out music? He was just getting into it.
It didn't go well.
I'm going to creep into the audience and meet one of my earliest heroes, Mr. Tony Hawk. That was in a time before Justin Bieber came into my life. I'm joking, I'm well too old to understand even what Justin Bieber means. But no, seriously, stay.
Someone says, stop it, my feet are sweating. I know what you mean.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we made a lot of people nervous now about doing speeches. There's somebody that's got to do a speech at their work tomorrow. Reckons it's going to go a bit Cumberbatch.
It's all gone Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumbersome also interviewed... the podium at the Grand Prix yesterday, the F1, interviewed the podium, getting loads of tweets about that. I think that's his kind of slightly weird... I mean, I'm not going to say anything bad about him because he seems like a good bloke, but that is his kind of weird, straight humour, isn't it? Mm. And I'm not sure if everyone gets it. It's like, why is he interviewing the podium? It just comes across as proper random.
I'm not even sure if he completely...
No.
Got that. Had much confidence in the joke either.
I want to do it once more because I quite enjoy making myself cringe.
I'm going to creep into the audience and meet one of my earliest heroes, Mr. Tony Hawk. That was in a time before Justin Bieber came into my life. I'm joking, I'm well too old to understand even what Justin Bieber means. But no, seriously, skateboarding, what a...
You can tell he's really nervous. Someone says, I've got a best man speech in a couple of weeks. That's now made me really nervous that no one will laugh. Just copy it off the internet like I did when I had to do my flatmates. I mean, you can start with, it's been an emotional day, even the cake's in tears.
Yeah.
All those.
Razor toast.
Classics. Yes, get some piece of toast. Fine.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, yes, yes. Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind. It's been time since I heard that.
BBC.
Radio.
One.
Bit of me, that. Really like it. I like that new phrase. It's not new at all, is it?
Bit of me.
Yeah, it's a bit of me, that. I like that. It's a bit of me. Calvin Harris. Now, that's a bit of me. Summer coming up. And also a bit of me, Lady Gaga and R. Kelly. Do what you want so I can do my bass face before 3:30. I know you're looking forward to that.
Oh, no. It's my least favourite thing.
Oh, Scott. Not on a Monday. Thinking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, as I often do at the weekend, while I was just lounging around on my little birthday trip away. You never ever see a photo of Beyonce with a fan, do you? Think about it. When have you ever seen that?
No, there was that one time, wasn't it, a karaoke place where she had a photo with... I think it might have been staged, though. That's my only thing. It was... I'm sure she had a... She invaded a karaoke booth.
Oh.
And there was two girls who were doing karaoke between themselves, and she came in and had a selfie.
With Kelly Rowland?
Yes.
I remember that. But then she kind of imposed that herself, because her and Kelly were like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if we crashed this karaoke booth because we're, like, off of Destiny's Child? So that was kind of their idea. But you don't ever see... I don't think it happens with Jay-Z that much either, apart from my friend Unlucky Gary, who, when I went to the loo, Jay-Z was just stood there. This is after a Beyonce show. I don't know how we got into this bit, but we did. Managed to blag our way through. Adele was sat there, Jessie J, and Jay-Z and Beyonce. Unlucky Gary goes, can I have a picture? And has a selfie with Jay-Z. I come back, I'm like, and I can see it happening. I'm like, no! But by then, it's too late. And now that picture of him, Unlucky Gary and Jay-Z, is on his bank card.
It's a legendary photo.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
It's not the best photo of either of them, but that's the only, in my experience, the only selfie that Jay-Z's ever done. You don't see a photo of Beyonce with a fan. And, like, it must happen every day where someone goes, Beyonce, can I have a photo? No.
Do you reckon she's saying no?
Imagine being so famous that you don't pose for photos anymore. Because, like, even Harry Styles, like, you can always see him with fans. Never see Beyonce with one, do you?
It's true. It's a good point.
No, I think there's someone really big there about 20 stone going, I shouldn't do no photos. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Sarah Winchester says, Piers Morgan's son's Twitter picture is of him and Beyonce. Does that count? No. No, because that's a celebrity going, hi, Beyonce, can I have a picture of my son? That doesn't count. Not a normal person. No one has sent a picture of them with Beyonce, which proves my point. It doesn't happen. Obviously, let's not get this wrong. Loads of people are now tweeting me with pictures of Beyonce with a fan, as in the massive one that blows her hair around on stage. That's a fan, but I mean an actual person who is a fan. You don't see it. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Lady Gaga, R. Kelly, BBC Radio 1. Loads of people who just happened to be next to Beyonce when they were in the audience at her gig have been on going, look, it's me and Beyonce. No, but she's just doing her thing and you're just part of her world. You just happen to be there at the time.
She's not even aware of you.
She doesn't even know who you are. Like, she has no... Like, nothing is suggesting that she even knows about your existence in those pictures. I'm sorry to break it to you like that, but you just happened to be there when it was happening. She's unaware.
You're the background.
You
basically.
Are. You're like the wallpaper.
Oh my word.
It's Radio 1! BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, quick serious question. Maybe a long time ago, I signed up for every single voucher website going because I was obsessed with the deals. Mm. How do you actually get them to stop emailing you? Because they're getting really, really annoying now.
I don't know.
It's not just a thing where you email them and go, please stop, because I've tried that. Like, I've got every single voucher website, like, signed up. I'm signed up. Today I've been offered already an embroidery course, afternoon tea for two in Yorkshire, a golf lesson and a smoothie maker half price, and I don't know how to tell them to stop.
Here's the thing. One day I think you should accept everything.
It's stuff that, like, I mean, okay, teeth whitening, I might do that at some point, but, I mean, the offer wasn't good enough. But, like... And also, have you noticed, all these emails, all the ones that you don't really want, they always come through at like 4 a.m. So you wake up, the first thing you do when you check emails, like, I woke up to like 30 voucher website offers this morning, and I don't, you can't just email going, stop, because when you, if you do that to the email where they've sent it from, it just goes, this email does not support any correspondence. It's like, let me out. What do I do? Does if anyone knows, let me know, because it's really getting me. The Scott Mills Daily. Greg James is here, and we are playing Monday's Real or No Real. Hi.
Hi.
How was your weekend?
Very good.
Good.
How was your... happy birthday.
Thank you.
How was yours? Good.
Really good. I went to Marrakesh in Morocco. Somebody put a monkey on my back. Not keen. You've been there?
That's code.
Really weird.
I haven't actually.
It's really nice, but don't put a monkey on my back unless I've asked for it.
Was it in a market?
Yeah.
Loads of markets, aren't they?
Very intense. Okay, it's time for Real or No Real.
Did you buy any pottery?
I didn't actually, but I did see a tagine that I quite liked the look of. Couldn't fit it in my case. Real or No Real?
At last year's big weekend, Radio 1 and the internet's Dan and Phil insisted they share a hotel room and that the room had to have bunk beds.
Oh, Bert and Ernie.
I do get fascinated by who has to share rooms at Radio 1's big weekend, because it does happen from time to time.
You're saying that was a demand?
Well, no, some of them...
We only do it if we're in bunk beds.
Some of them are planned, some of them aren't planned, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm. Is the issue with this that they always share a room, but the problem was they were insisting on bunk beds rather than, you know, just separate beds next to each other? Because you don't see many bunk beds in hotels, do you?
Not so much,
generally.
No. But maybe that's what they demand.
And who's top?
I think...
The lightest.
No, Dan is definitely top.
Dan's on top.
Yeah, he's
definitely.
On top. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know when... Like, they were away last week, and I said, I joked, maybe they've gone on holiday to the internet. And it turned out they went to a YouTube convention.
Of course they did. So they did actually.
They kind of did.
They did go on holiday to the internet.
They downloaded themselves to Florida. Sorry, uploaded.
Sorry.
Sorry. Right, wrong. I think this is real.
You think this is real?
Yep.
That they have bug beds at big weekend?
Yeah, I think so.
Dan and Phil.
I think they maybe brought them on their own in a flat pack. And then assembled it and made a video of it.
Yes. I don't think this is real, because I think it would be too much to demand bunk beds. I think they would have settled for two beds next to each other.
I think they would, if they were two beds next to each other, put one on top of the other.
Okay, so real or no real? Dan is not on top, Phil is a bottom.
Real! I'm going to go real on that.
That one is no real.
Oh, what?
No real. And next.
An 18-year-old Norwegian got a McDonald's receipt tattooed on his arm after his friends dared him to either do that or get a Barbie doll tattooed on his bottom.
Wow.
Whoa, crazy.
Get some new friends.
Crazy. So. Crazy.
Mm. That's pretty wacky, isn't it?
That's Norwegian, though, isn't it? They're bonkers, aren't they?
They're bonkers.
They're bonkers.
They are bonkers.
What does the fox say? They were bonkers, aren't they? Mm.
Is it the same people that got the tattoos of the fox?
What, Elvis?
Elvis.
Did they ever do a follow-up to that?
Sadly not. Still very big on TV in Norway, though. Massive.
I think This sounds too rubbish not to be true, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds so wacky and horrible. Terrible friends. You'd get some new ones, wouldn't you, Chris?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to say no real on this one.
I'm saying that's real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes, you were right to go real. Really bad. Is this real or no real?
Californian rock band Haim keep a hobby horse on their tour bus, which they use to cheer each other up whenever the pressure of touring gets too much.
Nice idea.
You've met them, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've met Haim. They are just, that's exactly what they would have on their tour bus.
A hobby horse. What is that, please?
It's one of those things, it's like a broom
horse's
handle.
Head with a stick in.
it's a broom handle with a horse's, not a real horse's head.
They really would.
It is great. You know, I haven't used one for a while, to be fair, but they are good fun. Well, I mean, when is the last time you've had a go on one?
You know what? Nice. I had a go on one this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, my nephew's got one.
Oh, right.
He loves it. Well, it is more of a broom, but he loves it. He thinks
that's
nice.
Does it have a horse's head on?
Well, no, it's a broom. But, I mean, I had to simulate riding a horse with my nephew. That was my weekend, everyone.
Good.
That's Quidditch, isn't it?
A monkey jumps on me.
Broomstick.
We've had some crazy weekends. We should go to Norway with banter like that.
You can imagine, though, can't you, like, one of Haim getting a bit annoyed. Oh, dude, I've had enough of you guys. I'm going to the tour bus and going on the hobby horse.
I don't think so, because I was reading something earlier on today or at the weekend, which was Haim complaining about people who say they're a girl band. They don't want to be seen as a girl band. They're not a girl band.
Well, they are a band of girls.
They get well annoyed if you say that.
What are they, then?
A lady band.
Oh, whatever. Not interested. Okay, so real or no real? Haim, hobby horse.
Lady band. Well, no, because they said that they don't see why people don't respect them as grown-ups.
Okay.
God.
That's fine.
Like a girl band would.
Chill out. Time for the hobby horse.
So, I'm going to say no real.
Oh, you think it's too immature to have a hobby horse?
Too immature.
Oh, okay.
No, I had to do an interview with Haim on a tour bus. It's a weird place.
Is it?
That you, yeah, you, I think you have to be drunk to be on it.
Sure.
I'm going to say that's real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Prove it.
Next.
Dan Brown, the author of The Da Vinci Code, used to be a 90s pop singer.
I think The Da Vinci Code needs to be who, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah.
The Da Vinci Code. Dan Brown, writer of The Da Vinci Code, used to be a pop singer in the actual 90s.
Oh, I don't know, because, well, I mean, I wouldn't have heard of him in that context. I can't imagine what song it would be.
I mean, Brian Cox was. He's sciencey, isn't he?
He was off of D-Ream, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he?
He was the keyboardist in D-Ream.
Think it's going to get better?
Wow. Okay.
I think everyone's got a past, mm-hmm. as we've said before.
It's surprising how many people used to be 90s pop stars.
Or actually, 80s ones.
I'm sure
ones.
If you really looked into it.
Yeah. Lauren Laverne.
Lauren Laverne. Who else? There's loads, actually, if you think about it. I never was.
Cyril Baker.
Oh, no.
Off of Eggs and Bacon.
Quick Who game here now.
I need to say for the record, Joe on your Who game is incredible.
Oh, isn't he good?
He's absolutely the best.
Such a good bloke. So Dan Brown off the Da Vinci Code used to be an actual 90s pop singer. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real for that.
We're drawing it at the moment, so I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Oh wow, it's real, and here's the evidence. It's quite racy.
Stick to books, love.
Here we go. Oh, sax. No, that's not even a song.
That's great. I mean, he's found his vocation now, isn't he?
I think, yeah, just leave it, love. Like you said, stick to books, love.
Mark Wahlberg, another great example.
There. Yes, good example.
Oh, Gervais, of course.
Ricky Gervais.
He's been a band, yeah.
Is that... Oh. No, I don't know what that is.
What's that?
That's is like that extra time that? Or something? Some tense round that comes at the end if there's a draw.
That's like deadlock.
Sorry.
It was deadlock.
What was that? I'll do that again.
Okay.
What's that?
I'll do it again to
let's
make
go
the...
to deadlock.
Okay, let's do it to make the score sound more exciting.
Wow, we're in deadlock.
Real's gone to deadlock.
What are the scores, please?
Greg got 20, I got 10.
Oh, so you're not that exciting. Thanks, Greg. What's on today?
We have a brand new star caller from 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's very, very good.
That was everything we did on Monday's show without the musics. Tomorrow we're back on Radio 1, 1 p.m. And at 1:45, listen and watch Dan Osborne off of The Only Way is Essex playing Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
Fit. BBC Radio 1.